producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, how good an idea is that? All I can tell you is it's a very good idea. Yeah, we like that a lot. You're certainly welcome to call whenever it's convenient for you. But if you intend to get a hold of me, you can call between noon and 3 Eastern, and you will get me. And I will answer your question. You'll get Shane first. He'll say, what's your question for Dr. Brown? Except he says much more charmingly than that.
And neither of us bite, either.
No. We've both had our rabies shots, and, yep. You know, we're relatively well enough fed that we're not going to say, oh, are you kidding? I can't put that question on there. We never say that, right? Have you ever said that?
No, I've never said that. So
I don't think so either. All right, so listen, I'll tell you what I was going to do today, because a friend of mine sent me this clipping about Ebola in Dallas and whatever. And he said, your listeners are going to freak out. And I said, no, they won't, because I won't let them. But one of the things I thought about doing, because I have an association, I actually have an association with a number of hospitals, but there's a hospital that actually wants me to do some work with them next year. And I thought, well, this is a great opportunity for them to come on, you know, somebody from their infectious disease department, and we'll chat them up. And we couldn't get a hold of anybody on short notice. And I said, realistically, we don't actually need somebody, because I actually know the information, but it will just sound slightly more authoritative coming from someone else. Well, so my best laid plan. So let me just walk you through, because hopefully none of you are freaking, all right? Because here's the deal. Ebola is not, I mean, it's not airborne, all right? So you can't get it from being on a plane with somebody. You have, and the tricky thing about Ebola, and there are some things we don't know. All right, one of the things we do know is it's not airborne. All right, there needs to be apparently some contact during the time the person is infectious with bodily fluids, which is not uncommon of a lot of sort of blood and a lot of infectious diseases. All right, so that's number one. Not all that easy to catch. Now, it does not mean you don't take caution, but ever since, basically since HIV and hepatitis, that almost all healthcare workers wear gloves all the time. And even when I was a counselor at a camp, I wore gloves all the time to deal with any, just because it's just better to be safe than to be sorry.
Yep.
All right? That's number one. Number two, one of the problems about Ebola, other than the fact that it is not a very nice disease, is that the symptoms are the same for almost everything. And if you list the symptoms, which are sudden onset of fever, headache, malaise, you know, feeling icky. So in other words, you're sick.
So the flu, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's how the body responds to almost any foreign agent, whether it's bacterial or viral. All right? So the symptoms are not pathognomonic. In other words, there are some symptoms. For example, you know, I'm not going to give you an example because all of you will develop the symptoms. But there are several diseases where you have some symptom that actually is unique to that disease. So if you got that symptom, you got that disease. This is not true of Ebola. To further complicate things, apparently you're not contagious before you actually get symptoms. Now, the question is, what's the incubation period? And nobody's quite sure, and it may vary. And we know that there are at least 5 or 6 different strains of Ebola. So you're talking about a lot of things that we don't know. But the things that we do know are it's not all that easy to catch it, all right? Especially if you use any precautions. The concern at this moment with the person in Dallas is, first of all, it's the first outbreak in the United States, and that this person apparently did not have it or was not infectious when they were on the plane coming to the United States. The problem is, and it is a problem, I'm not going to whitewash that part, is that apparently, now we're not talking about some little backwater hospital. We're talking about a major hospital in a major American city. Apparently, apparently did not ask the right questions, like, have you been in Africa recently? Not a difficult question. They didn't ask it. So this person apparently went to the doctor, was told, you know, that they were not infectious for the first couple of days, didn't have any symptoms for the first 4 or 5 days, and were sent home with antibiotics and then came back in an ambulance. And then somebody said, oh, yeah, you've been in Africa? Well, I mean, it would seem to me anybody presenting at the emergency room, not to mention, folks, if you've been in Africa, why don't you tell somebody
that? Might want to say something,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is not a time to be coy and not wait for the right question to be asked. Now, admittedly, it would seem to me, except that, you know, the United States is a little bit lackadaisical, because we haven't had all the only people who've had Ebola in the United States have been healthcare workers who got it in Africa and then were transported here for treatment. It's not that easy to catch. And as my daughter, who basically works more or less in this field, says, the one we have to worry about is the one that doesn't have a name. Because if it's got a name, we've seen it before, there are antibodies to it, there are treatments for it, we know how to deal with it. All right? So I would not, and the only reason I spent any time on it today is just to kind of explain to you, it's one of the ongoing theories of this program, is that we worry about all the wrong things. All right? For example, one of my horrifying statistics is that there are more people who die from sunstroke, I think, than everything else put together or something on the planet. And yet we don't say, oh my gosh, I can't go out in the sun. Hopefully we do things like wear a hat, wear sunblock, you know, that we take reasonable precautions. We
stay
don't
hydrated.
Get dehydrated. Yep. Yeah, yeah. But we don't think, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We just take reasonable precautions. So remember the killer bee story that wasn't? Now, I'm not suggesting that Ebola is not a nasty disease, and it is. And it's been around for a while. And it's certainly much more of a threat in a country that has poor sanitation and not very good access to medical care. But that basically does not describe the United States. The thing that is most troublesome at this moment in the United States is somebody or several people. I don't know about you. The last time I was in a hospital, I mean, you have to talk to like 3 or 4 people, right? You have to have an intake worker. Somebody takes your insurance. There's usually a nurse around, especially if you're in the ER. I mean, there are 4 or 5 people that you chat with. And the fact that nobody said, have you been in Africa lately? Seems
right.
to me and shocking.
Isn't that kind of the point of going through so many people? Is that they're hoping to...
One would think.
Yeah, right.
One would think. And the other alarming thing, which it seems to me a little more understandable, if not predictable, is apparently in the sort of getting people in and out of Africa is not probably as cautious as we'd like to see. I mean, because TV reporters have been over there and saying, you know, that they ask some of the people if they have symptoms. They don't ask other people. They explain to some people what the symptoms are. They don't explain to other people. But look, I mean, with the internet, if nothing else, there's enough information around to be informed about what is a problem and what is not. And I think when in doubt, be cautious. My suspicion is that there are going to be an awful lot of people who are going to go to emergency rooms in the next couple of weeks thinking they have Ebola, which they don't. Because, I mean, it's not, you can't get it by just being in the same hospital that somebody, you know, that you're walking in the corridors of somebody who has it in the hospital, all right? They do quarantine people because they want to minimize the risk of contagion, but it's not that easy to catch. All right, so.
And like you said earlier, too, we're so much more or so much better equipped for it here in our culture and our society than they are.
Well, we have access to medical care.
Right,
exactly. We don't reuse hypodermics.
And stuff. Yep.
And we have saline and we have antibiotics and so.
Yeah, it just gets to that people probably don't need to worry at this point.
Well, that's not the thing to worry about. Now, the problem, again, is as they're giving the symptoms, I'm sort of saying, okay, well, that includes everything, including a hangover. All right? So be reasonable, be cautious. If you've been to Africa recently, for heaven's sakes, tell somebody. All right? Like in the medical profession. All righty. That's my little lecture for the day. All right, my little... Okay, she's been to medical school. She more or less knows the terms, and she didn't get a real doctor on. All right, 855, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sandra, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
I'm sorry. Who did you say?
I said you.
Oh, okay. Hi. I'm not very comfortable with having people sleep over at my house. And, oh, dear.
Oh, dear what? Somebody just walked in?
I'm just having trouble talking.
Pardon me?
I'm having trouble talking.
Okay, well, take a deep breath for a minute. You want me to put you on hold for a minute and you can catch your breath?
No, when I married my husband, his family lives over 1,000 miles away.
Okay.
And they would come and stay with us.
Why do you not like having people stay over in your house?
I don't know. It just makes me uncomfortable. We had a 2-bedroom house and 4 of us living there, and 4 of them would come for a week, and he would go off to work through the day, and it was finally would actually make me ill. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't.
Well, we need to figure out where that came from, because, you know, look, most people aren't crazy about doing sleepovers at other people's houses, and most of us are not crazy about having people in our house for long periods of time. But it sounds to me you're having kind of an extreme reaction. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I guess because for years I would ask my husband if they could come over for maybe, you know, just stay for 2 or 3 nights, and he would refuse to do anything, even just say to them, you know, don't worry about it. She's just, a little bit shy or something about uncomfortable with sleepovers. You know, and you can
well, but no, no, Sandra,
for a couple of
my,
nights.
My dear, I asked you specifically to figure out where this came from.
Yeah, no, it's just being shy.
No,
a private person.
No. Mm-mm. No, I don't buy it.
Does it matter where it came from?
Yes. It does. Because it came from someplace else. As I said, lots of people are not crazy about sleepover. I mean, the old joke is that fish and house guests both stink after 3 days.
Yeah, so, they always stay a week.
Sandra.
They stay a week.
Sandra, you're not listening. I'm really trying to help you on this, and you're fighting.
Yeah, and I'm trying to listen. Look, what do you do? What, my husband would. I would.
Sandra, you have to figure out where it came from. Sandra, you have to figure out where it came from.
I haven't any idea, though.
Well, but you start.
Where could I start looking at?
Well, okay.
I have no idea.
Did you? What was? Tell me about your growing up. Your parents together?
Yes.
They still together. So they're still together.
They're both passed away.
How old were you when they died?
4 years ago.
How old are you now?
50.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, an older sister.
Were you molested as a child?
No, no.
Were there grandparents who lived with you?
No. My mother used to love to have people stay over or stay with us at our cottage.
Who would stay over at the cottage?
I guess cousins, aunts, uncles occasionally.
Would you remember any of those times?
I guess I kind of like them, but as an adult, I just don't like it. And I resent people invading my space when I'm not comfortable with them coming into my
space. I'll tell you what, I'm getting loudly and clearly, which doesn't mean it's true. And I really think, I mean, you can ask me whatever question. Well, let's do your question first, and then I'll tell you where I am on this.
How can I explain it to my in-laws? I'm getting...
I don't think you're going to be able to. I mean, they're going to be...
They make little cuts, you know, little comments to me and
Sandra, you're a 50-year-old woman.
Pardon?
You're a 50-year-old woman there. Two things I think you're going to have to do. Number one is you're going to have to figure out where this came from, because it's wrecking your life, and that doesn't make any sense. The second is you're going to have to fake it. That if you see your in-laws once a year for a week, and as far as I'm concerned, you can plan...
It's more than that. It's about 4 times a year. There's a brother, sister, mother...
4 times a year for 4, so you're 4 weeks out of 52.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to learn to fake it. And as far as I'm concerned, you can plan to do things like go on a trip someplace so you have adjoining hotel rooms. You can meet at Disney World. You can go to Las Vegas. I mean, you can
How
do all sorts
do
of things.
Deal with the lack of respect? I'm feeling a terrific lack of respect for my husband.
Well, but Sandra... Wait, honey, I don't know how to say this to you and get through to you, that your reaction, what he's viewing it as is an incredible lack of respect for him and his parents, that somehow you as an adult can't put yourself out enough to make people feel comfortable
but
in your home.
I did for like 20 years, and I had to threaten to get a note from my doctor.
But Sandra, what I'm suggesting is that you don't only get a note from your doctor, you get a doctor, and you sit down and figure out where this came from. This is an extreme reaction. And if I had to guess, understand that it is a guess, that I think when you talk about invasion of space, the first thing that I flashed on, and I trust my instincts. I don't trust them 1,000%, and I trust them when it comes to me. I don't necessarily trust them when it comes to y'all, because that's an expensive luxury, is that there was some kind of invasion of your body space, which is, I suppose, a psychological way of talking about sexual abuse at some point in your life, and that this conjures up for you, literally, being so fearful that you can't function. I don't think it has anything to do with them. I think it has to do with something very hidden and very in your past. And if I had to guess, I would probably guess that it came in your late adolescence, probably at the beach house, from somebody who was staying over. And so something you've repressed so far that all you have is the physical manifestations that is getting transferred to a situation that has nothing to do with it, except that it has in common people coming into your house against your will. And I think for the sake of your marriage, not to mention your relationship with your in-laws, not to mention your mental health, that you need to do some work about this. Because saying to your husband, I'm not going to do this anymore, is going to create some huge problems for him as well as for you. Saying to his folks, look, you can't stay with us anymore, is going to create some real difficulties. So before you do that, and it may be the step that you feel you want to take, but before you do that, if I were in your shoes, I would figure out where this came from. Because it does make a difference where it came from. Because Your in-laws not being there just delays the problem. It doesn't solve it. And I think I would go get a note from your doctor, and I would also get some notes with your doctor about where this came from. Sue, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi.
What's on your mind, Sue?
I had a coworker who we worked together for about a year, one or two nights a week. She was a supervisor. She got a position, a higher position. She went to the day shift. We used to go out to lunch. We shopped together. When she moved to her new position, I emailed her twice, and I never heard from her.
Are you sure she got the email?
I'm sure she did.
How do you know?
Well, because I could check it. It was opened.
Okay. That's a pretty legitimate point.
I don't know if I have a lot of friends, but I miss her friendship because she was such a nice lady.
Okay.
I don't know. Should I email her again? Should I call her?
Yeah, give her a call. Email is one of those things that some people love, some people hate. Whenever I get an e-card, I tend to hit delete. I mean, it just drives me nuts. At least if I'm sending a card to somebody, I go and pick it out and pick out a stamp. And it's not that I'm trying to put Blue Mountain out of business. It's just that it seems to me that it somehow... I mean, it's too much trouble to get. It's not that I'm a bah humbug when it comes to emails. I also don't like thank you notes as emails. I figure if I can take the time to go in the shop and send somebody something, that the least they can do is give me a phone call at the very least, or write me a note. So, and I'm not saying that she's being curmudgeon-y. I'm just saying that emails, and I get, I mean, when I check the email at drjoy.com, and there's thousands of emails, you know, every day, every week. So I give her a call and just say, hey, thinking of you, love to get together after the first of the year. And you can certainly follow it up with an email. But no, I think when in doubt, get in touch again.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
You're most...
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do, and I decided I would come up with an answer to my own question yesterday, which I sort of knew, but I didn't know the specifics, which is why September is the ninth month, when septo means seven. And following October, along, that octo is eight, which is actually the tenth month. November means nine, which is actually the 11th month, and December being the 10th month, which is really the 12th month. And we obviously surmised that at one point the calendar was 10 months, not 12. Da-dum. It turns out, further information, what did we do before Google? Well, we used libraries, is what we did. And librarians and card catalogs.
Yeah.
But now we have Siri, although Siri never quite understands me. Apparently my accent or something is not Syrian. Whatever.
Yeah, it works pretty well for me. I don't know.
I think she likes men better than women.
Ah, okay. Anyway. One of those.
But the month that the Romans started the calendar year in March near around the 25th, because that was the spring equinox, which actually makes a little more sense if you think about it. You want to start a year when everything is just beginning, right?
Yeah, you would think so.
As opposed to January, which is closer to the solstice, which is a time where everything is ending. But anyway, and the reason that the 10-month got to be 12 months was the Caesars, right? Did you, if you, do you know the thing that you can do with your hand about which months have how many days in them? I mean, you can do 30 days in September. You can do that as well, but you can actually do it with your fingers.
I learned that at one point, but I don't remember.
Well, yeah, and the thing is that July and August are the only 2 months that have 30 days that are contiguous to one another.
Yep.
And the reason is one was named after Augustus Caesar and one was named after Julius Caesar, and they didn't want one Caesar to be bigger than the other, so they're both 31 days. Other than that, they alternate. And those were the 2 months that turned the 10-month calendar into a 12-month calendar. So blame it on the Romans.
I kind of like the idea of 10 months. Then you have 36
days.
There's
something, a metric system.
Yeah.
I doubt that we're going to go back to it anytime soon.
Probably not, no.
I mean, listen, we had a hard time doing... You remember when the United States was going to switch over
to the metric?
Not so much. You haven't noticed that, huh? I mean, everything's in both. Like, when you go to the grocery store and everything, it's in both. But I don't think most people know. Yeah, we don't do the conversion very well.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so those are the information that you needed to know. We tell you everything you need to know here.
The breaking news.
Breaking news about why the calendar is actually misnaming all those months. But, I mean, I think of how often you sort of write down September and you understand that Septo means seven and you write down the ninth month. I mean, how often do you think about that?
Yeah,
right?
I've thought about that multiple times, October is the one that gets me. For whatever reason, that sticks out even
more
to me.
Well, Octomom and Octopus. Well, and there we are. And we've got a couple of eclipses this month. So it's going to be a very, very interesting month. And hopefully you could make it more interesting by giving me a holler at 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, we had a bunch of things. Thank goodness Bill Murray is doing his... I mean, Bill Murray is one of those people that you kind of love to love, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Because he doesn't try very hard.
Yeah.
It's like he dares you to like him, but he doesn't really care.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, exactly.
He's much more a cat person, right? You and I are kind of like little puppy dogs.
Yeah,
you love us?
Bill Murray is.
I don't actually care.
Yeah, right. Which is perfect.
I'm not
going to
comb my hair. Dress up.
He did the voice of Garfield at one point, too, I think, didn't he? So that's perfect.
So.
Yeah.
Well, in Ghostbusters and Groundhog Day, he's always kind of sardonic. Apparently, he showed up in red pants, a plaid shirt, and furry winter hat, even though it was 90 degrees. There you go. He revealed that Ghostbusters was originally written by Dan Aykroyd for John Belushi.
Really? No kidding. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah. And he said, so Dan was looking for someone and I was in the neighborhood. The only thing we miss John. So there we go.
Okay.
He said he knew it was a hit. I know I was going to be rich and famous and be able to wear red pants and not give a damn. I think that's what we really love about him, is he just doesn't seem to give a damn.
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah.
So apparently he was driving in a cab in Oakland. And the driver said he was a saxophone player. And Bill Murray said, well, when do you practice? And he said, well, I drive 14 hours a day. And he said, well, where's your saxophone? And the driver replied, in the trunk. And Murray said, pull over and get in the back. I know how to drive a car. He said, not only did he play all the way to Sausalito, which is a long way, it's actually not terribly far, we stopped and got barbecue. We wound up playing in what some would call a sketchy, weird place in Oakland at 2:15 in the morning. He said, relax, man. You've got the bleeping horn. We're cool. It was great. It made for a beautiful night.
You can't make that stuff up.
Yeah, and he's got a new movie out called St. Vincent, and they said when Toronto wanted to create a Bill Murray Day, they couldn't get him. They found him after a Hollywood blog posted, paging Mr. Murray, Toronto wants to honor you but cannot find you. So there.
Oh, man.
So he just seems to have one of those careers that just sort of keep on going.
Yeah, it just doesn't fade out. Yeah.
But I think because he just doesn't seem to care hugely. He went to the George Clooney wedding, though.
Did he really? Okay.
Yeah, he was on the guest list.
He was spotted there and everything?
Yeah, and he actually wore a tux. I don't know what he had on his feet. Every time I've seen him in a tux, he has tennis shoes on. Woody Allen, I think, started that.
Yeah, right.
But, it's a look. Yeah. Bill Murray's, I mean, the most remarkable thing is, I don't think he's ever had hair product or probably even a comb.
Right. It's like you say, he's the cat person. He just doesn't care.
But I think there is, I mean, he doesn't have to be a pretty boy particularly.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
I had heard.
All right.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No,
I was going to say, at one point I had heard that they were going to be making another Ghostbusters, like a, you know, old man version of the Ghostbusters too. I'd kind of actually like to see that. That'd be a lot of fun. Don't you think, or?
Yeah. You know, I think sometimes remakes, I'd rather them all get together and do something as a cast that was different than Ghostbusters.
True.
I mean,
and
I just think that remakes quite often. I mean, we've got all those Expendables and
right,
you know, Red.
Right.
And
yeah.
I mean, it's nice to see people that you recognize on film.
Right.
I mean, you know,
and, of course, we've lost Raimi now, too, so
yeah.
That kind of puts a damper on that whole thing, I suppose, but...
Yeah, you know, he seemed like one of the ones that would last the longest.
I thought so, too. That surprised me as well.
Yeah. Harold Ramis, yeah. Speaking of which,
Ramis,
there's a...
yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
there's a feud. I didn't want to openly... I just thought I'd get that
correction. Thank you.
Wrong name. Sam Raimi.
Yeah, I was thinking Sam Raimi. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Apparently there's a big feud going on because Matt Damon is both a friend of Ben Affleck and a friend of George Clooney, and he went to the wedding rather than the premiere.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. And apparently Jennifer is giving him the stink eye, but she didn't go to the premiere either because she has a new movie out. She's in one that comes out this week. In fact, he has Gone Girl Gone, and she has Men, Women, and Children. So it's the battle of the spouses, I guess. So one of the things we thought we would talk about, but not yet, is we were talking about the new study that came out that said successful people, not successful men, but successful people, tend to have conscientious spouses. In other words, someone they can trust to do the scut work. I've always said what I really needed was a wife. You know, just to take care, get the passports taken care of, water the plants. Doesn't even have to cook the food, just be in charge of it, you know.
See,
so far, no one's applied for that job.
Yeah, my wife and I, we don't fit the usual roles, I don't think. You know, I think we kind of switch the typical gender roles a lot, and I think that's what works well for us.
You know, I've seen some couples where it does, and I've seen, I think part of it is age-dependent. I think the older the couple is, the less likely that is to work,
sure,
just because they're more influenced by cultural expectations.
Yep.
But I actually had a couple that I knew when my daughter was very young, and she was the go-getter. She was the ambitious one, and she had a great job. And he was really much more domestic. He was much gentler, loved small children. They had a small child together. But they just couldn't get past the fact that for her generation and his generation as well, that the man was the wage earner, and it really destroyed their marriage, which is too bad because everything except the cultural expectation really worked. I mean, they had some personality issues between the two of them, which are obviously going to fall out from that as well. But you think, you know, that's what I was talking about earlier this week, is that marriage really is a unicorn. It's an imaginary event between two people, and whatever the two of you decide is workable, is what you both do. The problem is you have to make sure there's no coercion, that there's some mechanism to allow for change and growth and changing your mind and all sorts of things. But all right, so I thought we were talking about fitness routine, and especially where we're talking about in theory life-threatening illnesses, what we need to worry about is not so much Ebola, but what's in your cereal bola. Well, was that terrible?
That was
kind of bad, wasn't it? You know, that we're eating ourselves into early graves rather than anything else. So, all right, 855-99, Dr. Joy. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about your fitness routine. We certainly have room for you. 855-99, Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years.
go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, let's talk about exercise. Hopefully people are coming up with some incredibly smart, clever exercise kinds of things so that they get themselves in great shape.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide where we left off here. I think we left off with Lisa, who said sleep was the best part of her routine.
No, I don't think we actually said that.
Oh, okay. No, it was the dog one. That's where we left off.
Yeah,
the dog.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you why. Because sleep is one of those things that I think is so underrated.
Yeah.
I keep using the Katharine Hepburn quote. When I read it when, I don't know, I was a relatively young woman. And it said, someone asked her the clue to her longevity, and she said one day a week she got in bed and pulled the covers over her head and didn't talk to a soul.
Really? Okay.
And I remember thinking, wow, what a waste. And now what I think is, that's brilliant. That just having a day where you don't have to do anything, be any place, talk to anybody, that you can sleep or that you can read or that you can do Sudoku or that you can take a walk or do whatever you want.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, yeah. We've become so plugged in that we're afraid we're going to miss something it's a beautiful day, you have to be outside, and that somehow just slowing things down occasionally can make all the difference between the sense that we are on a treadmill, which I know is not inappropriate when we're talking about exercise, but also in terms of well-being, of just being, and sleep is the best beauty aid. It's what, I told you I had this kind of weird reaction. It's not Ebola. And because I couldn't really read.
I didn't think of that. Did they say anything to you when you went in?
Oh, my God, I just got a bullet.
Yeah, right. Funny.
Because I couldn't read, and I wasn't feeling very well, and so I was sleeping a lot. And all of a sudden, yesterday I went someplace, and my eyes still do not look like my eyes. I mean, they're better. I mean, I don't look like a demon. My eyes were bright red. It's swollen and awful. And,
oh man!
And I don't think of myself as overly vain, but this was overly disgusting. I mean, to the extent I just finally wore sunglasses, even though I kept bumping into things because it was dark. But so I finally got tired of wearing the sunglasses, and my eyes are now vaguely pink as opposed to bright red. And I ran into somebody yesterday, and they said, "Wow, you look great." And I thought, are they being sarcastic with me? Is that being facetious? I was getting, because I couldn't do anything else, I mean, I did my program, and a little bit, but I cut down a lot of the stuff I was doing because I couldn't see.
Right.
I didn't feel very well.
Rest.
So I was sleeping. I said, wow, your skin looks fantastic.
Yeah, there you go, right?
And think of all the money that we spend on,
product
stuff. And making pores bigger, smaller. Sleeping.
Yeah.
Sleeping is what does it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I think that, you have to be a little careful about sleep, because if you're sleeping when other people are awake and awake when other people are asleep, that may be a problem, Houston. If you have a really easy time falling asleep and then wake up in the 4 o'clock in the morning wearing my blues, that can be indicative of a problem as well. So sleep in and of itself is like a lot of things that you need enough, and enough really is close, approaching 8 hours. That when you start sleep depriving people, you get all sorts of very weird symptoms. You can actually, after 3 days of sleep deprivation, three, which is not very many, you can actually induce schizophrenic-like symptoms in perfectly normal people.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So one of those
things,
and it's a society.
That's
incredible. Well, I pulled another all-nighter, and I was on the computer, and people think, well, it's kind of macho or something that I'm a superior human being because I can get along on little sleep. Well, it turns out, it's terrible for you in the short run. It's terrible for you in the long run. It actually will affect your longevity at some point. That nobody understands exactly why we need to sleep, but it's quite clear that we do. And that the assumptions go everywhere from thinking that, treating the brain like kind of a computer, that it needs to sort of dump out every once in a while, which is probably not accurate. I think people who view computers as brains or brains as computers don't know very much about one or the other, because it's not. But the idea being, and nobody understands exactly why we sleep and why it's important, except we know that it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can really get all sorts of little nasty things going on when you don't get enough sleep. So please get enough sleep. So go ahead.
I thought I'd heard or read a story recently as well about that 8 hours might not actually be the optimal amount for an adult, that it's more like about seven.
It varies.
Yeah, sure.
It varies.
Sure.
And it turns out that it varies. The older we get, it turns out the less sleep we need up until a certain point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it. So, and I mean, I went to college with a woman who, if I needed as much sleep as she'd needed, I would have flunked out of school. She just needed a great. She needed. She probably slept at least 10 to 11 hours.
Yeah. Actually, that's
every
the,
night.
I admit that's the way I am too. I need a certain amount, or I just can't function.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of right around the 8 hours kind of thing. Turns out to be, and it varies a little bit. But the idea that you could make up sleep, which is one of those assumptions, which is not true at all. And it turns out that if you go to sleep, when you go to sleep is not as important as when you wake up, that you need to wake up essentially at the same time every day in order to not disturb your circadian rhythm. So if you're going to pull an all-nighter, you should still probably get up at the same time. And that's why I'm convinced that a lot of people who think they're hungover on Monday mornings are not hungover, they're sleep deprived because they party on the weekends and then sleep in. And then Monday morning comes. And instead of sleeping till noon, they're up at 7, and their body's saying, wait a minute, where are those extra 5 hours? So it turns out if you're really trying to optimize the value of sleep, when you go to bed, I mean, obviously, that you can sort of adjust yourself. I mean, you know, it's somewhat psychological. My favorite study about sleep, and right after World War II, because Japan and Germany were doing 24-hour economies to try and recover after World War II. So there was a lot of research done on sleep and sleep deprivation and circadian rhythm. But turns out my favorite study about sleep is that they took three groups of people, and controlled for everything, and they told the first, everybody slept for 8 hours, but they told the first group 6 hours, second group, they actually did sleep 8 hours, were told they slept 8 hours, third group, 10 hours. And then they gave them all sorts of tests, hand-eye coordination, intelligence tests, whatever. So the group that thought that they'd only slept 6 hours, so they had a hard time concentrating, the group that thought that they'd slept 10 hours said that they were kind of logy. And the group that did the best on all the standardized tests was the group that was told they slept 8 hours and did. But the point is, everybody slept the same amount of time. It's what you think you slept that is going to affect your performance, not how much you actually slept. Which means, if you're having one of those nights where you're thinking, oh my gosh, I got to get up in the morning and I'm not being able to sleep, you'll get 80% of the value of sleep by just being calm and saying, I'm okay, I'll visualize. So, again, we don't really understand as much as we should about sleep, considering we've been doing it since Eden. But we still don't understand. We're getting closer. We understand, like, REM. So we've known that for probably 70 years. Well, hopefully I'm not putting you to sleep yet, unless you listen to me in the overnight. And then, you know, whatever works for you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The podcast right now at drjoy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.